Thank you so much for having me, Jaco and Lee. Excited to be with you guys this morning. I've never been to this church, so lovely to see you. Wow, you guys have such a nice venue, such lovely worship. Thank you for the worship. It's wonderful. I had such an amazing weekend at Awaken myself as well. Last night, all the leaders, after the official conference, there was an extra session for the church leaders. I knew about it, of course, and I was going, but I didn't really read the details. It was a very hectic week. And when I got there, I heard Anita Roo will be speaking to us. I was like, yes. For those of you who are at the conference will know, she's this really prophetic lady. She's 60 years old. She served the Lord for many years, and she's really a powerful speaker. So even last night, Lee was also there. She can also tell you we really had very amazing session. God really blessed us this weekend. And I was so encouraged by the testimonies of the two ladies. I have to agree with you. It was just really amazing weekend. And I've been to every Awaken, and I really feel that every year, it's like God takes it a level up. I'm getting goosebumps when I say that. It was just, especially the worship this weekend, it was really powerful to walk in God's presence. And I have to thank the lady at the back with the welcoming apron. You confirmed my message this morning. You'll see when I speak now. I really believe you heard from God about that fire. It's the same word I got. So I'll be sharing around that this morning. So I've got just some very specific things this morning. I'm not going to be long at all. I feel God showed me a few very specific things that we need to pray for this morning. And I believe it's for specific people. So I want you to open your heart, and I'll pray for us now for that. But open your heart as I speak and see there's three things that God showed me. I'm going to share the three things, and then we're going to pray for that. And I brought some friends, Nicola and Lindy, Bianca and Neil. Raise your hands, guys. There they are. We're all from Shofar Ronnebosch. So I feel like in the New Testament, when they go from the one church to the other church, and they say, we send our love from our congregation. So that's what we're doing this morning. Guys, all our brothers and sisters, we're all part of the same body in Christ. So all of us this morning, and Rainer doing his bit there in the toddler room, enabling me to be here. We're all coming to bring our love from Shofar Ronnebosch this morning. And we really want to pray with you guys. And I want to encourage you to open your heart as I speak and see if one of those three things or more of them God is speaking to you. Because we've prayed this week and we've prepared, and we want to pray with you and trust just for what God wants to do. So let's pray for that. God, we welcome you this morning. We're so excited to meet with you, Lord, not to just receive knowledge or think about many things, but as we think and as we receive knowledge, we want to be changed, Lord. And we thank you as we experience, some of us ladies, we experience the weekend as well, Lord, that you don't desire just to come and visit us, but you desire to habitate with us, Lord, to be with us, to change us, Lord. We say this morning, we're coming for this time to be with you, and we're so honored that you came to be with us. Even in the service this morning, you came to be with us, Lord, and that is such an honor for us. We say this morning, God, nowhere can we be in a greater place than in your presence, and we thank you that your presence is here, Lord. So we come to you now, Lord, and we open our hearts. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are speaking this morning. God, I lay down every word to you. Thank you for every word that is of you, to penetrate our hearts this morning, Lord. And we say, Holy Spirit, come and show us, come and make the word clear to us. Come like a sword and divide this morning between bone and marrow and the truth and the lie. And I thank you, Father, for specific people this morning that you want to release something in their lives. And we trust you for that work. We say, Holy Spirit, you're the one who does the work. You are the one who comes to fill us continually. You are the one who empowers us for service in the kingdom. So we're looking to you this morning, Jesus. We're looking to you. We're trusting in you, Father. We choose to open our hearts. We choose to soften our hearts this morning. We thank you that you come and speak to us, Lord. Pray for that in Jesus' name. So I want to speak this morning about the prophetic, something that's close to my heart. There we go. And I'm going to just share a little bit about myself so that you know who I am, for those of you I haven't met. I've got my little girl. She's 14 months. Her name is Malaya. This is our little boy. He's coming end of May. His name is Evan Aiden. I've been married for 4 years. Grew up in Pretoria. I studied in Stellenbosch, then I worked in Pretoria, and then myself and Rainer got engaged. He's lived all over, but at that time he was living in Cape Town and still is. So we have the church in Ronnebosch. We're living in Wynberg. I was a business analyst. I used to work at Oricon just here. At the beginning of the year when my little girl was born, I became a home mommy. So that's my new job. It's much more hectic than my previous job. It pays a lot less in terms of money, but it's very rewarding. Rainer used to be a computer engineer, got called into the ministry, I think, about 5 years, 6 years ago. He was with the Gardens Church, the Gardens Congregation, and then he had his birthday on the 17th of November. The 17th of December, we got married. The 16th of January, we got back from honeymoon, and the 17th of January, we planted the Ronnebosch Church. So that was an interesting time for us. At least it was a while after that only that we started with the kids. You can only handle so many complications at one time. So for me, I got saved in my first year. I grew up in a Christian house. I did know Jesus when I was a little girl. I actually remember seeing him. I remember him speaking to me. I remember having supernatural experiences. But when I was very little, like maybe like 4 or 5 years old. Then throughout the years, I just kind of got religious. I still read my Bible. I would still call myself a Christian, but I didn't have any living connection to God. In high school, I was very confused, like a lot of high school kids are. Really had a difficult relationship with my parents. At the end of matric, I decided I just want to go to the university that's the furthest from my house. So I went to Stellenbosch, and I was very confused. I had some eating disorders. I was just trying to be a Christian, not understanding what to do, not knowing what my life meant, not knowing where I wanted to go. My first year, I've kind of, for the first time in my life, decided to give up Christianity completely, decided to follow all kinds of different roads and see what happens. By kind of the middle of that year, my life was just a mess, and I had one evening where I was just drinking too much, and I couldn't remember what happened. And the next morning, I just decided, okay, this is not good. This is not going to lead anywhere that I want to go. And that Sunday, I went to Shofar Church. And I walked in, and I said to God, I just want to say, as I walk in, I don't know if he exists. So I'm just saying, like, I'm not committing to you existing. And I walked in, and the people were worshiping, and I just decided I'm not going to worship because it's silly. What am I worshiping? So I just sat down, and of course, probably being honest, for the first time in my life, as the people worshiped, I really experienced God for the first time since I was young. And I got saved that day, and I just decided to do all the encounters. They were called foundations that time. Straight away, I did them one after the other, went on missions, and all of that God really used. Joined Bible school, really used to change my life around. And it was really such an amazing time for me just to get to know God. And when I just got saved, I remember I learned about the fivefold, you know, the gifts of the gifts of Jesus. And as I tell my story, I'm just going to give you like a short intro to all the gifts, just so that when I speak about the prophetic that you understand what I mean. And we speak about this very extensively in Bible school, and I want to encourage any of you who haven't done Bible school, haven't completed it, really want to encourage you to do Bible school. It's so worth it to get that foundation in your life. Often we can't preach every year about all the important topics. You know, new people come in, then we preach about all of it again. We can't. Also, we're a prophetic church, so we normally preach the prophetic message of God for that time. So you actually need to go to Bible school to get all those foundations laid of all the basic doctrines in the Bible, etc. But, okay, so for me, when I got saved, I heard about the fivefold, and I've got that scripture here. And that first scripture, it says, he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers, Ephesians 4. So the Bible speaks about three kinds of gifts, and this is the first kind. It's the gifts of the Son, the gifts of Jesus. If you read the scripture before that, it says Jesus descended and he ascended and he gave gifts to men. So this fivefold office, and what it means is if someone is a pastor or a prophet or evangelist, it means it's not something they just became when they got saved. It's a journey that God takes them on. And what these five things actually speak about are people who do that full time in the kingdom. So for instance, an evangelist in this sense of the word is someone like Reinhard Bonnke, who is what he does. He is an evangelist. But still, even though some of us are called to be doctors or lawyers or engineers, we all often are stronger in one of these five areas. So maybe you're not evangelist like Reinhard Bonnke is, but you are evangelistic. Okay, so when I got saved, I thought I was, this is definitely where I'm strong. I'm evangelistic. Because I was so excited about knowing God that I just wanted to tell everyone about God. And as I grew in my Christianity, I realized that actually the way in which God speaks to me is often through visions, through dreams. And the thing that's on my heart, what I'm always thinking about, evangelist is always thinking about the lost. So he's always thinking, how's the lost going to get saved? And the thing that I was actually always thinking about was, what is God saying for now? What is the word for the season? So over the years, I learned that actually I'm more prophetic than I am evangelistic. And all of us